Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a glorious, cool, well, sometimes some people would call it cool, it's low 80s, I guess that's better than 90s, day here in the South. You know, I'm so glad you were able to join me today. I have wonderful guests with us today, and we have two guests, so it ought to be a really, really bouncy show. We're going to be talking about yoga and great vitamin supplements, so it'll be a great show, and we're going to talk about how yoga can come to you. Did you ever go to those classes, you know, and you always got to get packed up all your junk, and you don't feel like going there, and you got an excuse from now till never? Well, yoga can come to you, so we'll be talking about that today. Today, I'm beginning to start to share products that I have found improve the quality of life in each month, and I'll be talking briefly about them. You know, I'll be sharing my own experience. So today, I'm sharing about memory, you know, what we can remember about names and places, what we had for lunch yesterday. I've had so many instances where this has occurred in the past that I really needed to seek out a company that had one product. I didn't want to be taking 10 supplements. I didn't want to be taking all of this extra food items. And if I missed it, what would happen? So I sought out the company called Quincy Bioscience, and the product is called Prevagen Professional. You know, the reason I started taking it was because after several stressful life events, you know, I have in the past 5 years, I found I was forgetting things, you know, that I would have just happened, or other people's names, and my kids were driving me crazy. They would always be saying to me, I just told you that, aren't you paying attention? And it's like, yeah, I'm paying attention, I just can't remember it, you know? And I kept thinking it was like me, and maybe I was getting old, or maybe I wasn't taking care of myself good enough. But one day I was watching a morning show, and the host was talking with a guest about makeup. And the guest has been in makeup. She's in her 50s now, late 50s. And she's been in makeup since she's probably 10 years old. And she's standing there with a mascara in her hand, and she's talking, and she says, yeah, and this thing. And she kept swinging it, and she could not get or remember the word mascara. And the host said to her, you mean mascara? She said, yeah, yeah, and kind of sloughed it off and went on. And then I thought, interesting, I guess it's not just me. And then a few days later, on an online health shopping page, I was listening to another show, and the host was saying, yes, you see that, you know, that, and he kept going that and that and with his finger, and it was macaroni and cheese on the table. And the host had to turn around and say, you mean macaroni and cheese. So it's not just me. I think if you're over 40, it's super important to start looking at your memory now. You know, I take one capsule of Prevagen Professional, 40 milligrams, but they also have 10 milligrams a day. And my constant use of, you know, I forgot or, oh, well, or whatever has substantially decreased. The product Prevagen, it has a unique ingredient, and it helps improve short-term memory and word recall, which everyone needs. You know, it doesn't interact with any other supplements or medications, so you don't have to feel that, oh, it's one more thing, and maybe I shouldn't, or there's really not anything to hold you back on that. And it doesn't have any common allergens. So many people now stay away from soy and gluten and seafood items. And research has shown, and I'd like you all to remember this, it can reduce brain cell loss up to 50%. They have clinical studies and documentation. Ask them. You know, I think that's a great margin. You know, I'd encourage you to give them a call and ask them about how Prevagen can help you. Their phone number is 888-895-6463. They have tons of clinical studies and reports about how Prevagen Professional has helped others. You know, you just need to ask them for help. I know it works for me. I wanted to share this with you. I think it's a great product. And really, when you come to me as a client and you're in your 70s and you're like, I can't remember how I even got here. Can you hand me find my keys? Granted, the product will work then, but we kind of like to get you a little bit sooner. So if you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, this is a fabulous product. Again, it's Prevagen Professional, and their telephone number is 888-895-6463. So I'd encourage you to try it. On to our guests. I have two great guests with me today. Their names are Daniela and Taki, and they are both from Powergy. And we're going to be talking about yoga and bringing yoga to you, and also the Powergy, they have supplements, a great line of supplements. But it's not just supplements, you know, my regular A, B, C, you know, D, E, vitamins. These are specifically for that energy that you need to work out. So are you both with me today?
We are.
We are. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
We're good, Jeanette.
We're
thanks.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with me today. You know, I'm the one who I will not get dressed and go schlep all my stuff down the road to a possible class that might or might not be full and then closed, or the teacher might not show up, or it's raining,
right,
or it's this, that, or the other. I'm just not going to do it, you know? But when you say bring it to me, I know it's a little bit closer than maybe I have to go 2 or 3 miles down the road and go past all of these other crazy people that I don't want to do. So that's why I was really drawn to y'all.
Aw.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's our goal and our mission within Powergy, is to, you know, deliver yoga to anyone, anywhere. That's kind of, you know, that's what we say. So,
well, you know, yoga is such a, for lack of a better word, because I'm in my late 50s, we all call it the hippie thing. So, you know.
Right, exactly.
Okay, you know, and yoga has definitely skipped generations. So, you know, it was with the hippie crowd. Then they didn't have it for the ones that are 40s and, late, you know, early 50s now. And then it's coming back again. So yoga is really come back in force in a different way, though. It's not the crazy people or just certain people or people who thought that they were all gurus. It's everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, yoga is a wonderful form of exercise. And I think back, you know, back in the day, it was more looked upon as meditating, which it is as well. But I like to call it a moving meditation because it really brings you into your own body and brings your awareness to your breath. And the poses that you're in are extremely therapeutic. Anyone can benefit from yoga, whether you're 5. My daughter does yoga. She's 5 years old. All the way up until, you know, we work with senior citizens, so you could be 90 years old. The benefits are just plentiful. There's so many benefits. So,
well, even though I always think, too, you see these people getting on of these treadmills, right? And they're banging
right.
their knees to death, and it smells like burning rubber. So, I mean, can't be good for your lungs, and you're breathing more. You know, you're breathing more in and you're pounding your knees to death, so what's the potential there? But if you think about it, they haven't even moved their upper chest at all. You know, granted their lungs move, but their arms didn't move. They're rigid. They've got them by their sides. You know, I find that yoga does every part. It's not like it's centered in one area, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and everyone has their preference. You know, their workout of choice, and we actually do many different workouts. You know, we're fitness enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. Taki's an avid runner. I do yoga. I do a little bit of weight training. But yoga is so essential because it really is working cardiovascular. It's really these poses that you get into, which anyone can do, lunges, even lying down and certain breath exercises that I teach, really oxidize and clean out the liver, the lungs, the respiratory. So there are proven techniques that yoga has been, you know, just famous for.
And you know what I think, too, is a lot of people are being on computers these days. You know how we're all bent over looking down at the computer. You know,
right.
You really need to open up. You need to open up the center of your body. And, you know, with yoga, you really focus on posture and stretching and, you know, opening up. It's not like you're doing a technique where you're all crunched down and, oh, you know, like let's say a traditional sit-up. You're like, you know, crunched forward and making that extra effort but not really getting, you know, that opening up of your body or stretching, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the techniques, the postures, the poses are, you know, are meant to really open you up. And once again, it's not only your body, it's your mind. It's slowing down the monkey mind of all the thoughts that are racing every minute of every day. For that 60 or 90 minutes when you come to your mat, it's time to slow it down. And it's not about crunching fast and running on a treadmill. It's just about slowing everything down and bringing you within so that you can really understand what's going on with your emotions, your body, your mind. You know, I always say that you're your best doctor. No one can tell you anything about your body that you can't tell yourself. And yoga really brings that to the forefront as you're in these poses where you can't really move and you're uncomfortable. But at the same time, it's really showing you what's going on internally.
You know, I really think that that's interesting because I had another reporter contact me the other day about he wanted to have a nice little health tip that he could put into their book for this company. So I sent him a news tip, and it was about sit still, close your eyes, and listen to your heart. And I had written a few other little comments there about, is your heart pounding in your ears? Is it pounding in your eyes? Do you feel like maybe your legs are, you know, you can't keep them still after 2 seconds? And all these ideas. And he said, it doesn't sound very much like a health tip to me. So I said, oops, delete. You know, because that's exactly
right.
What you need to do is to focus on that. You know, so many people these days are going to the doctor, and the doctor will say, well, okay, your blood pressure's fine. And the guy says, okay, my heart's fine. And that is could be 99% the other way ticker. You know, I always talk about the ticker. Are you on the good side, you know, or the not-so-good side? And you kind of want to float in between, but you seriously don't want to be on the not-so-good side. So every little tick you can go the other way is great. If you're sitting there listening in a yoga pose and you're listening, you'll know, man, my heart is really pounding in my ear, but it's only my left ear. When, next time you go to the doctor, you say, my heart is pounding in my left ear, you know? And that's very indicative, you know, we as physicians know, you know, you need to check that carotid. You need to be seeing, is there blockage someplace? Is something else going on? So it's very important. Listen, you know, like you said, you got to listen to your body. Granted, it might be uncomfortable, but your body's also giving you answers where you can then take those forward, you know. It's not like you walk into the doctor, hey, I'm all here, and then, you know, and then, hey, see you later. It's not a social business, you know. You really need to
Absolutely.
Make it to your best benefit.
Absolutely. And, you know, our bodies are so resilient and so strong, and we only have one. So yoga has never done me wrong. I've been practicing and teaching for a long time, and it's amazing the health benefits. So yeah, and once again, you know, it can benefit anyone, any age. I've worked with people that have multiple sclerosis, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, mental illness, and it's just. It's such a rewarding path to be able to share this ancient practice to anyone, anywhere.
Can you give us a little more information? I know that you talk about you have your mobile. So can you tell me what that means? Because so many people say, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, I have a class, but it's never really that full. So, and I know
right.
you have a unique concept on what you all do.
Yeah, I mean, our basic thing is we just want to deliver this this yogic practice to the public. You know, we live in a very busy city. New York is, you know, busy. People have, you know, jobs, families, and are traveling. So we thought about a way to, you know, bring the mats, the blocks, the belts to corporations, our local schools, nursing homes, mental facilities, and to really just teach, you know, a 60 or 90 minute class, depending on how much time our clients have, and teach yoga to in their, you know, place of residence or place of work.
You know, that's really interesting. I really would like you to talk more about how you work with the elderly and with troubled youth. I would never think of that. You know, I mean, the elderly, are you kidding? You know,
yeah.
They want to focus, but they really don't want to. You know, I could tell you I have two totally different grandmothers. One who says, are you kidding me? I'm going to sit here and you bring me that remote, you know? And
right.
I have another one that's out all the time, and she was in her late 90s. So, you
right.
know, there's a huge difference.
I mean, you're right. It's actually so rewarding, though, because we find that the elderly are so vulnerable and they're so childlike in their ways that they seem to be, they're either very open to yoga or they just won't participate. But
yeah.
the ones that participate, we usually have a packed, I would say 20 to 25 person class.
Yeah.
And it's chair yoga. We're teaching chair yoga. Chair yoga is just basic yoga postures, forward bends, you know, rotating arms, shoulders, neck rolls, and really just getting the body to open up a little bit more in their chair. Some of them are in wheelchairs. Some of them, you know, are very, very stiff. So there's a lot of walking around and we assist them. Yeah, it's great. It's about, you know, 45 minutes we spend with them, and they love us. They definitely love us. We put some really upbeat music on, so it's not the, you know, very focused you know, vinyasa flow class that I teach in other situations, but it's a more fun kind of maybe more aerobic-inspired yoga because they need that.
I think the social aspect helps a lot, too, because, you know, they're all together and they see someone coming to them. I mean, how many of those people actually have visitors? I mean, I know when I used to visit all of my relatives, no one would ever be there.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It is sad. A lot of them don't. And so we make it a point. This is within our community here.
But also I think, too, you can also say that in your community, that's what you do, but there's also probably people in other areas. So if anyone's listening and they know how to do yoga, they could be able to go out into their areas and do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And, yeah, I mean, we have an expansion of other yoga practitioners that, you know, can teach in these situations as well. So it's not only us.
Yeah, and then also outside of yoga, it's just as us as human beings, it's just good to interact with people in a above generation age bracket. You know,
right.
Daniela's a yoga instructor for myself. I assist Daniela, but also you know, when it's downtime and when we're done, I play dominoes with them, and I just have that human interaction with them. You know, because I'm learning from them, and they feel like they're learning from me as well. So it's also beneficial just to people-to-people interaction. You know.
I really think people need, you know, everybody talks about, you know, what am I going to get out of it, and I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to start, you know, the ego mind again, you know. I remember in the 80s and 90s it was ego and the it and all that other junk, you know. But we're all past that now, and now it's everybody worrying about what they can get out of situations for themselves, you know. But when we turn around and look at what we can give to others, or just actually being around others, instead of being away from others, you know, we're really giving something to someone, and everybody benefits just when you're even looking at somebody directly in the eye or talking to them or even touching them or sitting with them. That is such a great gift to give to everybody.
Indeed, yes.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
And there's a Sanskrit word in the Yoga Sutras called Seva, and Seva means to be of service. So we like to start our day saying, how can we give Seva today? Because it opens up a world of possibilities. And yoga, for us, has been such a service-giving, you know, experience.
You know, yesterday we were talking about germs on my other show, and we're like, how many people do you actually shake hands with anymore? And since I'm quote, you know, I took this little quiz and I'm a germaphobe, but that's okay with me because I really don't like to get sick. But
right.
You know, looking at somebody in the eye and actually listening is such my big mission. You just really need to pay attention to other people, and then they in turn can pay attention to others, you know. Even when you say, I don't feel well, if you're looking directly at someone, you may be able to find out or sense, well, maybe something else is going on with you. Or like maybe when you're doing yoga and they can't get into a certain pose or something, you might say to them, are you feeling well today? Or, you know, how are things going? And that opens up another whole world of connecting with someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, if you could give us some information about your website and how other people can find out more about you.
Sure, yeah. Our website is www.power-gy.com. We also have another, our yoga, mobile yoga website is, you can kind of link to it from powerg.com, or you can go to bodybypowerg.com, no hyphen.
Great. And if people have any questions on maybe how to start in their area, is there a contact us page on that website?
Yes, absolutely.
So they can send you an email and find out more information.
Mm-hmm. There's I think on every page a contact form. Yeah, so the www.bodybypowerg.com.
Great. So, Taki, can you tell us a little bit about your supplement line? I know that it's unique. I haven't seen some of those products before. So you could tell me how you maybe got started or why you even thought that this might be important.
Sure. Well, you know, myself and Daniela, we came up with this concept. We actually, the supplements were basically the birth of Powergy before we even got into the yoga aspect of it. It was just, you know, a couple years ago, we're in Brooklyn, we're walking down, you know, myself and Daniela, we're a couple, so we, you know, wanted to get something to eat. And we just had a gradual conversation. And just to give you a little history on Daniela, Daniela comes from the hair industry, the hair care beauty industry, and she had contact with a particular chemist. And this chemist has been around for 30 years. And she was just telling me just about her history and outside of yoga, just like the beauty industry, things of that nature. And we just had a gradual conversation about supplements. And we noticed that, you know, local GNCs and vitamin shops and mom and pops, there's always supplements that's either over-masculine or over-feminine. And they really didn't find any supplements that, you know, a male female could take. So we just had a gradual conversation, came up with this crazy idea. Hey, let's get in contact with this chemist and let's have this gradual conversation and let's formulate some products. And here comes Powergy. We birthed the Powergy Health Pack. And the Powergy Health Pack is three products. It's Push Now, which is an endurance supplement. It's Refuel After, which is a pre-workout whey protein isolate. And we have Maintain Forever, which is a glucosamine chondroitin and an MSM joint flexibility supplement. All products are sugar, fat, and cholesterol-free.
You know, that's really interesting because when you say about the products, there's so many products out there. So
yes.
Really, if I'm working out a lot, do I need to be taking these every day? Or if I, let's say I only decide to go to the gym in December, do I use them in November and December and January? Or is this something I should be taking all the time? Like, are they focused only when you're working out?
Well, yes. Well, actually, we have two products that's mainly focused on working out, which is Push Now and Refuel After. Push Now, once again, is the endurance supplement. You take 30 minutes before you work out, and Refuel After is a whey protein isolate that you take after you work out, and the point of that is to replenish your muscles. But we have a product that we take that you can take every day, even if you're not working out, and that's Maintain Forever, which is our joint flexibility supplement. And you can take that. When you're working out, you can take that on days that you decide you're not to, you're relaxing, vacation, et cetera. And the purpose of that product is to lube your joints. You know, as we get older or as we're working out more, you know, our joints need attention, you know. And outside of, you know, having your good calcium intake, we need to lube our joints because, you know, that's how, you know, carpal tunnel or that's how people get joint and corrections and things of that nature. So, arthritis. So, yeah, so the main product, Maintain Forever, that you can take that every single day. But we promote taking all three products every time you work out.
You know, people's diets are such lacking anymore. For someone to say that I eat healthy, it is almost a fallacy. If you sat down for one day and wrote down everything that you eat in one day, you would seriously realize that you're deficient in so many different areas. And then you look at a day when you're really busy in what you eat, and then you look at a day where you really do focus on what you eat. And there could be, that's again your ticker. You could be way on one end and way on the other. I know many days when I used to work the 12 hours, I might have coffee and, you know, maybe a protein thing and drink in the morning thinking, hey, I'm doing great. But then I might not eat again till 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, and that would be something quick and that would be it. If you, you know, line up all those things in your body that you really need, you're not getting them. And you went and burned out that whole day. And so now you're in a deficit. You know, I think a lot of people don't understand. Well, like, let's take vitamin C, for instance. So if I take my daily dose of vitamin C for today, and then I have a lot of stress in that day, stress is the biggest burner of vitamin C. So you've taken that, your daily amount, and burned it by 9 o'clock. If you've had an argument with your kids, you're on your way to work, you have a flat tire, and you just don't want to be at work. Your vitamin C's already gone. You know, so what do you do with the vitamin C for the rest of the day? You don't have any. So now you're running deficits. You know, by having some of your, like, the supplement products, that's kind of given you a peek over so that when you do run in deficit, you're not running below the line. You're kind of staying in that level where your body can still work.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, a healthy, balanced nutritional regimen is very, very important. I mean, you can take out supplements as much as possible and really see no results. Diet is number one. Your diet and your well-being. We highly, highly promote, you know, eating between 4 to 5 handful meals a day. And then, you know, reward your body. We have this huge belief in reward system. So let's say you're eating 7 days a week, you're eating very healthy 6 days. Eating healthy 6 days, you're working out, you're taking out supplements. Reward your body. Reward yourself one day to have a slice of pizza or have a hamburger. Your body's working real hard, and you should gratify it.
Well, you know, about these products, how are they? Are they in powders or capsules or tablets or liquids or what?
Okay, so the first product, Push Now, is in tablet form. It's 60 tablets, 60 capsules that comes in a bottle. Okay,
how
the second product, which is a refuel after, it's powder form. And how you use that is you can infuse it with coconut water or rice milk, almond milk. You can put it in a blender, add some banana, strawberry, and you can use – and it has like a smoothie. It's like, kind of like a smoothie type texture. And you can, once again, you can use it after you work out. You can also use it the first thing in the morning time. You know, the best thing you want to put in your body is protein. That's why people promote eggs and things of that nature to have in the morning time. And our third product, Maintain Forever, is in capsule form, and that's 200 capsules.
How big are they? You know, let's take your thumb and look at your thumb. Now let's pretend you have small hands. So is it about from the joint to the end of the finger? Is it smaller? You know, a lot of people have such difficulty taking really large items.
I say our capsules are no bigger than the tip of your pinky.
Great. You know, that's a good size because I'll tell you, I don't know how many products that I've gotten and they are so big and so thick. It's like, oh my goodness, you're kidding me, you know?
Yeah.
How much could you push into that? And then I'm going to take 6 of those or 4 of those or 2 of those and it's not working. So
that was something that we definitely took into consideration because nobody wants to take huge horse pills, per se.
Right.
You know, so definitely wanted to make the capsule size nice and a reasonable size for you to take. Very important.
Do you take a lot of them a day, or how many do you take a day?
Well, for Push Now, for the first supplement, Push Now, you can take between 1 to 2 capsules. We recommend first try out one capsule, and once again, you take one capsule with water, 8 to 10 ounces of water, 30 minutes before you work out. So we say try. For a male and female, you know, a male usually would take 2. Just generally, males are bigger than females. But overall, you should just try one. and see how your body reacts to it. If it's a good reaction, then try two the next time around. For our Maintain Forever, we recommend taking 2 to 6 capsules a day. Now, we say 2 to 6 capsules because we provide over 1,200 milligrams of glucosamine chondroitin in an MSM. And as humans, we produce that. So we just give you a little bit more of that glucosamine chondroitin to add some lube to your joints. So for me personally, you know, I'm a bigger male. I take 5 capsules a day.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So, you know, this packet you're talking about where I'm looking on your website, the packet, how much does that usually, is the packet last for 30 days? Is it a 30-day supply or a 90-day supply? Or do I get on, like, auto ship? Or what if I don't like it? Can I return it? Or
well,
is there places
well,
you could
pack,
ask
I'm sorry,
questions?
Well, unfortunately, you couldn't return it, but what we do suggest is if you just, instead of buying the whole package, if you could just try one product. You can just try one product and see
right.
how your body reacts to it. Once again, all our products are sugar, fat, and cholesterol-free. So we really made these products and these ingredients really, really, really clean. And our protein, we have not only do we have our protein in a huge 30-day supply, we also have individual packets of our protein, refuel after. So let's say you're interested in the refuel after 30-day supply, but you want to just try a sample. We sell a 12-pack of refuel after, which is individual servings as well.
So that's great. They could try out the product, and they don't have to buy a big, huge packet. So there's not
exactly.
a huge investment to get started.
Exactly.
You could just try things out one at a time.
Exactly. And once again, everybody's body is different. We take our products. We're a firm believer. We wouldn't promote it if we didn't. And we have seen huge results. I ran in my first half marathon in May, and I honestly wouldn't be able to do it without Push Now, the endurance supplement. I mean, this is a marathon. I started 6 o'clock in the morning, and I trained diligently for 3 months. And Push Now, I really factor in Push Now as, you know, giving me that extra push and that kind of like a personal trainer to get me through that marathon, half marathon.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about the website where they would purchase these items and a little more information so that our listeners can go directly there?
Sure. So Daniela mentioned it earlier, but the website where you can purchase all of our products is www.power-gy.com. You can find all information about it. You can. We also have a newsletter where we send out once a month. We send out free health and fitness and nutrition tips. We also give out free, you know, we do promotions. We have a blog section where we just give people more insight about our products and what's going on with the company, but all information about our products. Once again, at www.power-gy.com.
And you also have a Facebook page, correct?
Yes, and yes, our Facebook page, you can just search us at PowerG, which is power-gy. We also have a Twitter page, which is @power_gy. And then we also have Instagram. Instagram is also @power_gy.
Really great. So there's a lot of venues that people can check you out when they're on their cell phones and everything. I know a lot of people listen to this show on their smartphones and their pads, so that would be great for them to be able to find that.
Yes, indeed. And also, for all you listeners out there, we're doing a promotion, and we wanted to say thank you for listening to this show. We're giving a promotion at checkout at power-gy.com. At checkout, if you type in PowerG listener, you can receive $10 off any PowerG product.
That's great. So everybody listen up to what he just said, that there is a benefit of listening to this if you're interested in the products. That would be $10 off their products. So make sure you listen to this, and we'll repeat it again at the end of the show, and you'll be able to get a discount off of his great products. You know, try them out. I always recommend to people, don't go for the whole big gamut if you aren't sure, if you've had issues with supplements in the past, or if you're taking a lot of drugs, you know, ask your doctor. Bring the site to him, you know, let him look it up. But then also, try a small, like you said, one item. Try one piece of the package. You know, try the sample smalls, you know, of the 12 of the protein powder. You try little pieces and see how it works for you.
Yes, indeed.
And I really think a lot of people just have to step in slowly, but once they're in and they start feeling better and then they're able to start working out, then, you know, it starts that ball rolling. You know, get that sticky gum off the bottom of the rolling ball, right?
Yes, indeed. We actually, if also on our power-GY website, we have a testimonial tab, which just show you people that have taken Power G. You know, it's actually a company in Urban Kick, Urban Run in San Francisco that's actually training for a half marathon in San Francisco, and we sent them samples of our refuel after, and they sent some testimonials about it. These are rave reviews from athletes as well.
That sounds really great.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, listen up about the supplements and listen up about the yoga. Again, we are speaking with Daniela and Taki from Power G. They are in New York, and I know that's really different, and everybody says, well, they do things differently there. Not really so. Everybody needs to move their body, open up, you know, your body. You're sitting over computers. You're sitting over desks. You know, compressing all of your chest, you really need to be opening up. So I really like their idea about yoga. You know, everybody can do it. Daniela, as she has said, has worked with people in nursing homes in their wheelchairs. So, you know, I'd like everybody to give me one reason why you can't do something. You know, I had someone talk to me the other day, and they said, oh, my gosh, I really don't want to carry all those bags of groceries up. They're too heavy. And, you know, I stopped them right then and there, and I said, why don't you stand on your tippy toes? And they did. And I said, do you know that your two toes just now lifted up? And how much do you weigh? 210. Your two toes have lifted up 210. You tell me you can't carry the groceries? What a whirlwind. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. So part of your body says you can do it. The other part on your head is telling you you can't.
Yes, indeed.
Rather a different way of thinking about things, you know, these days. So, Danielle, I was wondering if Danielle could tell us a little bit more. You were speaking about, I was so intrigued when I saw the picture about yoga in the garden. And for people across the country, what does that mean?
We partnered up with a Brooklyn-based organization called the New York Restoration Project. And actually, Bette Midler, the actress, she is the president and founder of this organization. So they do a lot of green kind of garden / community building events around New York City. And they have restored, I would say, about 50 to 75 old gardens in New York and kind of just, you know, put some new plots in, renovated, and that sort of a thing. So we partnered up with them to teach yoga in a really beautiful garden here in Brooklyn every Sunday to the public. So we actually just wrapped up that project, but we would, you know, gather the community every Sunday morning and teach yoga. And it was a really beautiful experience being outside in the garden, you know, gorgeous weather, you know, hearing the birds chirp and beautiful flowers. And just it was just a really nice atmosphere.
Now, are you telling me you really don't want to do yoga possibly inside of one of these sweaty, really heavy muscle places? It would be really great to do it in a garden, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, it was great. It definitely was. And it was early enough that it wasn't too hot because, you know, we started in July, I would say, beginning of July, and we just ended in September. So July is still hot here in New York. Not as hot as it is down in New Orleans, but, yeah, so it definitely, it was a great experience. And once again, to be able to give back to the community in a way that some people, you know, we had students that were, you know, in college, and we had one of our best students who came every single Sunday was in her late 70s.
That is so interesting, yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to afford, you know, a class once a week. So she really took advantage of, you know, of us and this class and taking yoga in the garden.
You know, when you have a public community garden and you have people walking by, you know, that really tends to draw people in, like looking at you and saying, what are they doing? Or the kids are like, oh, well, you know, they'll be standing on the sidewalk and they'll be doing the motions, you know, trying to do that. So kind of that would almost grow your vision, you know, as people are walking by, just, hey, you know, get in the back of the line, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we drew in a ton of, you know, passerbys, people that were just really interested. They've never done yoga before. We had reporters come and interview us. You know, we had Taki was, he's really like the product head for the company. So he had a table set up in the entrance where people could, you know, sign up for our newsletter and learn more about the product. And it was a really great experience for us.
So how are you expanding out? I know you were saying about going to schools.
Yeah, I mean, right now we are really wanting to, within the yoga, how are we expanding?
Mm-hmm.
We're expanding a lot in all ways, but within the body by Powergy, so the yoga therapy, which is what I like to call it, we're expanding into schools. We're right now really reaching out to the lower socioeconomic status of people that really wouldn't be able to not only afford, but even think about yoga as a form of exercise. Because in their worlds, they have so much trauma, so much dis-ease, so much dysfunction. So our mission for the year coming is to really give back to people who truly need this this practice. So troubled youth, maybe battered women, halfway homes, mentally ill. You know, so mental facilities. And that's really kind of where we're being drawn, you know, to give back to our communities in that way. So really teaming up with nonprofits. We are speaking to a really big and famous nonprofit organization here in New York City that works with, you know, incarcerated youth, teaching them yoga. So we might offer our services there. So yeah, we're growing and expanding, but the core of who we are is to just give back, to give good, to give, you know, to give of ourselves, because we have so much. Why not give through the form of yoga?
You know, and it's so interesting because we always say we're teaching yoga, but really we're interacting with them more. You know, that interaction is so, you couldn't even put a price on that. You know, being with other people, like you say.
Definitely. And you know what? I always say that the teacher is the student and the student is the teacher.
Right.
Who are we to say that we're the teacher? Everyone is teaching everyone and everyone's learning. So if we could just collectively do this together and there's no, like, power struggle, then it's a beautiful experience and everyone succeeds.
You know, that's really great. And also, I can find out that probably with all your yoga, I'm sure the supplement line is very important.
Absolutely. You know, our, and I'm sure Taki mentioned this before, but we pretty much formulated Maintain Forever for people that have flexibility issues, yogis, people that have joint arthritis. They're just not limber and lenient and bendy. So a lot of beginner, intermediate and even advanced yogis or athletes love Maintain Forever. That's probably our best supplement for anyone that's really trying to open up their muscles.
That sounds really great. I noticed on both the websites that there were a lot of nutrition information there. There's a lot of information about yoga. There's tons of pictures. If you've ever been intrigued by the word yoga, or you really need to find something to start opening up yourself, or you would say, I'm not going to go buy a ton of exercise equipment, and I'm certainly not going to go to the gym. You can forget that. Yoga might be an option, and you can look at the pictures on their websites at powerbypowerg.com is one website, and the other is power-gy.com. And both of those sites, they have a lot of information. There's a lot of pictures. There's nutritional information. There's supplement information. They have different things about their products, about their services, opportunities. They also have events. If you sign up for their newsletters, you'll be able to find out where everybody is going to be. And if you're in the Northeast, great, you'll be able to find out where they are. But also, if you're interested in doing this yourself, I mean, not everybody, like we said, lives in New York City. But if you live in Florida or California, or if you live in Indiana, it doesn't matter. You can still replicate this same process that Daniela and Taki have been doing, and you can bring it to the people in your area. Just contact them on the Contact Us page, and you can start opening up that conversation with them. I know there's so many people, granted we live here in the South, and you would think, oh, it's still so hot out, I should be outside swimming every day, but the pools have closed. You know, they closed the end of September, and it's now October. That's kind of a bummer for me because I like to swim every day. But I can remember when I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, we swam in the entire year. I mean, there was just not a day that we didn't. So it depends on where you live. But if I lived in New York, gosh, I was lucky some summers to be able to even get to swim at all because it was so cool where we lived in the top of the mountains. So yoga, you know, is something that no matter where you live, no matter what the weather, you're going to find some benefits. There are some benefits in doing something. And if you could do something every day, granted 90 minutes is great, but if you've got 10 minutes doing some form or just quieting your mind and stretching your body, it is a great benefit, don't you believe?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of our future goals is to, upload, which we've done a little bit in the past, but upload instructional kind of yoga basic poses onto our website so that, you know, the everyday person that's never done yoga before can understand what it means to do a forward bend or downward dog and just gradually allow the public to see how we teach within our classes. So,
you know, and I think everybody, when they see these pictures and they're like, I'll never be able to do that, I think the key thing is to say, granted, that may be something you cannot do today, but that may be something you may be able to do by the end of the year. You know, it's all about trying. It's about movement. You know, one step forward is better than stuck in where you are. So every little movement you can make is going to bring you to a path where you can start going down it. But just sitting and saying, I can't do that, and push it away, maybe you should just try it, you know, try something.
Yeah, and then once again, you know, the people that say I can't are being faced with how they act in every situation in their life. And I always say that how you act on the mat is a direct, the yoga mat is a direct manifestation of how you act in your life. You know, so it's good. It's good to say I can't, because then you're like, oh my goodness, am I saying I can't everywhere, at work, with my relationships, et cetera. So it's really a great mirror, and we're here obviously to answer any questions that anyone has about poses or classes or class styles or health ailments as well.
That's great. So if everyone is, listen, it's about yoga, and what does yoga mean? To some people, it means these crazy hippies, like we said in the beginning, out on the grass or in the areas, just, you know, doing these crazy poses that everybody thinks, no way in heck I'm going to be able to do that. And that's not what Daniela is saying. Daniela is saying start movement, start stretching, and then eventually you'll get to those 90-minute classes and being able to do those poses. And you know what? Some people may never get there, but the movement, if elderly people can do it in their wheelchairs, that is a movement everyone can do. So you start with the small things first. You know, and with their supplement line, it's called bring some elements into your body that you may be lacking, and maybe that will help you further down the line. If you say, my knees are killing me, I can only sit down to do this, great. then try some of their supplements, and then maybe gradually your knees will start getting nourished, and you'll be able to start making those movements and start doing other things. So it's not so much about saying, I can't. It's sort of saying, I'll take a little step, just a little tiny thing. You can buy their supplements online. Today we have a coupon code for you. It's $10 off of their products. It's a great opportunity. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars. You can buy an individual product. Just give it something a try. Just try something. You know, and then look at the yoga. You know, look at the pictures and say, you know, I see her arm is back. Maybe I'm going to start just putting my arm back for the next few days and see how that works. And maybe I could just see if I can even bend at my waist. You know, how many people can bend at their waist these days? Well, we think everybody is physically fit. If you put a room of 100 people, probably only about 2% of those people can actually touch their toes. So start to do that. Every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it 10 times and see how far I get. Maybe by the end of the month you actually can touch your toes. So it's starting to limber up your body. Try to have this idea that you can make these really, really small changes, you know. Open up your body. When you go to the doctor and you say, oh, my chest hurts, what do you do for a living? Well, I sit at the computer. Your doctor is not going to say to you, well, I want you to sit up straight and maybe do some backward stretches. He's not going to do that. He or she, rather. Because they just don't even think sometimes and they're so busy. But that would be something you would think about is, you know, let's stretch it backwards. If I'm going forward 10 hours of the day, let's stretch backwards for maybe 10 minutes a day. So there are a lot of changes everybody can make in their life to be able to make your body start working a little bit better instead of just waiting for everything to keep hitting you. You know, we say, oh, my car isn't working great, take it and get it fixed. Well, you go to the doctor and you say, I'm not working well, and he just gives you, you know, whatever. He'll tell you either come back next time or give you a drug or something. That really didn't fix the problem. All that did was mask the symptoms. So really about stretching and getting your body to move can reduce some of those things. So, Danielle and Taki, if you could give us your website again and how they could contact you, both websites, that would be great. And a short note on your products as we're ending the show.
Okay, perfect. So, once again, for our products, to get as much insight to purchase our products, you can go to www.power-gy.com. And to learn more about our mobile yoga company, you can. The mobile yoga company is called Body by Power G, and that's www.bodybypowerg.com.
That's really great. And again, if you want to try to start yoga in your area and you have no clue on how people can get into the nursing homes or work with schools or get into a garden and you're just like, you know, I really have this great thing I like to do and I want to share it, and you have no clue on how to do that, you can always contact them at Power G, and Danielle will be more than happy to help you and tell you about her path on how she's gotten started in that. You know, where do you show up? Do you just, you know, you can't just sit back and say, oh, I don't know how to share that, or I'll wait and I'll make a few phone calls, and they all said no. Maybe you need to physically stand up and say and go someplace and demonstrate, or you need to go and say, you know, what if we tried this, or, you know, I really see everybody just sitting there. Do you think we could just stretch their arms for about 10 minutes, and maybe that's 10 minutes and then you leave, and then maybe they call you back. And maybe you come back again for the next 10 minutes, you know, and then you leave and they're like, okay, now we know who this person is, what they can do. It's safe. I'm cool. This is a great thing. The people were asking about it. And this will be how you can start trends in your area to start to get connection with other people, to bring messages to other people, you know, about taking care of ourselves. So I'd like to thank you both for being with me today. It's been a great show.
Thank you so much for having us. We really enjoyed speaking with you today.
Thank you, Dr. Galvin. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. And, you know, if they're out in your area, they can always sign up for your newsletter and they could find out where you are. I mean, how many people go to New York all the time? A lot. They may find you somewhere in a garden or somewhere at a different venue and come by and say hello, right?
Absolutely. And also, just a quick note, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If anyone uses Instagram, we're under the name PowerG. So just type in PowerG and you'll be able to find us. And we are constantly sending daily motivation, quotes, fitness tips, health recipes, anything to do with fitness, health, and wellness, you name it, on our social media, you can find it.
That's absolutely wonderful. You know, when you go to visit your grandmother for Christmas and she's sitting in that chair and never gets up, maybe you could pick up a few tips, you know, before you go at Christmas time, you know. I mean, I can remember all the time, you know, going to visit my grandmother.
Yes.
In there. I had one grandmother, though. She was Polish, and she only spoke Polish. And she would be running after the chickens in the backyard because that's how she kept chickens. And, you know, it was a long time.
Right, right.
A long time ago, and, you know, things were just done differently then. But she would always be out there running around, and she was in her late 90s. So, you know, it's different. Different these days when you go visit people, and they're just kind of, okay, and it's like, no, come on, okay, you still have life left in you. Let's get going, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being with me today. If anyone has any questions further and you're not able to reach Danielle or Taki, or if you have any other questions about your health, please email me at www.outoftheboxhealthcare.com on the Contact Us page. You can go directly there. It will just put an email right into my box through that website if you have any questions. There is also a blog there where references about this show. If you maybe didn't have a pen and you weren't able to collect yourself to be able to find out how to contact Danielle and Taki, there will be information on my website, on my blog. There also is on the description of this show. So give it a try. You know, there's a lot of information there. Great, and I'd like to thank everyone for being with us today. And until tomorrow, we have another exciting show. Thank you so much for being with us. And have a really great day in your area. Get outside, and I'm sure enjoy the fall. Thank you so much.